Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Sky Ireland is warning up to 400,000 dodgy box users of consequences if caught streaming sport or films using the illegal devices. Now, the broadcaster is set to appear in the High Court after an injunction and search order was issued against a suspected operator of a dodgy box streaming service. But today's warning is aimed at the hundreds of thousands of people in Ireland who it's believed are using these services. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, and Jimmy Doyle, who's the founder and CEO of Clubber, which shows club and underage GAA matches from 14 counties and two provinces. Now, Adrian, you're writing about this, those comments from the boss of Sky in The Independent today. What consequences might he be talking about?
Well, my understanding, Claire, is that Sky is stepping up its investigation into exactly who uses dodgy boxes. So just for context, it is illegal to use a dodgy box in Ireland under Irish law. You can face a fine or imprisonment. But generally speaking, the Gardaí have said that they don't pursue individual households, dodgy box owners, of which there are up to about 400,000, because it's just impractical. Instead, they go after the operators and the resellers of the services. Now, what Sky and a couple of other broadcasters have said is, look, we're kind of fed up with this attitude. And my understanding is that they are starting to go into WhatsApp chats. They're starting to go into Facebook group discussions, conversations like that, where a lot of these boxes are sold. And with the help of private investigators, they're then figuring out who is buying them with the view or the aim to actually contacting those people directly and saying, don't do that.
Oh, so there are groups on WhatsApp and Facebook where people who are using the dodgy boxes are in a big group conversation with the operator, with the supplier.
More or less. I mean, the way most people buy dodgy boxes in Ireland is through a friend, a contact, a WhatsApp discussion. They're added to a group. It doesn't have to be WhatsApp, but WhatsApp is the biggest group texting service. So that tends to be the most common one. And what the broadcaster is what it's indicating now and what it's signaling is that it wants to take more direct action, because it is against the law to use these devices, but that law is not really enforced in Ireland.
So they would have to gather the information and present it to the Gardaí.
They would, and then it's an entirely different question whether the Gardaí would actually use that information and then go and take action on that. That is an entirely different question. Anytime I've asked the guards about that, and they have demurred, or they said it's not a priority, or they haven't. In other words, they've essentially kicked it to touch. So it's not clear that the Gardaí would cooperate immediately for in individual cases. But I guess what Sky is thinking is if they present clear evidence, then it's harder for the Gardaí to ignore.
And what are people paying to access these services through the so-called dodgy boxes?
You're typically paying a subscription fee. They're quite organized services. So when we talk about a dodgy box, often we're talking about a completely legal piece of hardware, like an Amazon Fire Stick, a little dongle or box that you stick into the telly and which accesses a lot of completely legal online services, but which can also then be used to access illegal streaming services that are either placed on the device or that can be accessed through the device. And it tends to be groups, sometimes criminal gangs, sometimes individual operators, quite a long list of people who've been prosecuted and jailed in Ireland and the UK for running these operations, where they essentially pirate the streams of Sky, football, movies, other sport, other content. And that's how it works. And then they charge they have their own commercial operations set up. So they tend to charge about 5, 10, 15, 20 euro a month instead of maybe, 80, 90, 100 euro that it would cost legitimately.
There's a huge difference then in what you're paying for the legitimate service and the illegal one. Let's talk now about the impact. Adrian, stay with us. The impact on the industry, because Jimmy, as I said, is with us as well. Jimmy Doyle, the founder and CEO of Clubber. And Jimmy, you're were showing club and underage GAA matches from 14 counties and two provinces. So in general, how much do you think you're losing from people who are using these devices, the dodgy boxes?
Hey, Claire, good morning. Thanks for having me. I suppose we conservatively think that there's possibly up to 40% and more revenue leakage from our perspective, you know, which for a small business like ourselves, we just started in 2020, that's huge for us to sustain over time. And, you know, our ambitions is to try and grow this marketplace and bring more of these games that people don't get to see. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if we continue to have this kind of leakage, it's very hard for us to sustain it.
So if I have one of these dodgy boxes, as Adrian has been describing, I can access clubber output. Is that right?
Yeah. That's the reality of it. Look, I think in general, the marketplace sees us as a very friendly local type product, and people are not buying the dodgy boxes, I don't think, to specifically stream clubber. But the reality is when they are getting these boxes and they, you know, for maybe other products, and then they see us, they're obviously streaming our games as well. And, and we know that we're having huge leakage as part of that.
And I mean, people need to understand you're paying for somebody to film the match, right? And all of the other associated costs that go with it. This is not free.
Yeah, look, the reality is that there's a whole ecosystem there that we're trying to participate in and help grow. So we obviously pay the county boards and the GAA for getting access to the games, which again, all the county boards, in fairness, they take that revenue and pump it straight back into trying to train their underage teams and their inter-county teams and prepare them, which we all want to watch every weekend at the high standard. So that's where that money goes. And then obviously we have to send a videographer and commentary teams, and we have a whole set of digital costs in the background to try and stream the games and all the technology that goes into it and all our own staff. So of course there's huge costs for us all of the time in bringing these games to life.
You know, if you have a conversation with somebody who has a dodgy box, they'll say, look, my TV bill is really high and me having one of these things, sure, it's not going to impact these big multinational companies if I cancel my subscription and switch to one of these. But the impact for you is very real. This is about viability.
Yeah, look, that's it exactly. As I said, you know, we're a small business, started out in 2020. We're trying to grow. We're trying to put more games on. We did 1,000 last year. You know, we hope to get to 1,500, 2,000 this year. And that means we're going deeper into games that have less of an audience. And the reality is that the big games are covered by the large broadcasters in this market. We're trying to go in and, you know, cover the underage games, cover more ladies games, which don't get enough of publicity, in fairness. And therefore, you may only have 40, 50 people who are willing to watch those. And that just barely covers costs for us. And mm-hmm. if those margins start to go less, there's less of those games we can do in reality.
But I suppose all you have to do now, or all you can do really, is appeal to people's conscience, right?
Look, in reality, you know, I suppose the way I'd put it for people is that the digital world that we all live in today is transactional no more than the physical goods world. So when people exchange product on the internet, there's you know, sales and people have to pay and give and take. And the same in the physical world, you know, I think people wouldn't walk into their local shop and walk out with a slice of bread and a bottle of milk or a carton of milk, mm-hmm. and they know it's just wrong in reality, right?
Well,
they could if they wanted to.
Yeah, you could if you wanted to take the risk. Adrian was telling us there that Sky Ireland are determined now to compile information on people who are using them, hand that over to the Gardaí, then it'll be up to the guards to do a full-scale operation. Would you welcome that? A crackdown?
Yeah, look, the reality is that we've been helped along our way, to be honest, by the likes of Sky and others. We're in constant communication with them in this whole area, as well as we are with the Gardaí, because we feel that we have to participate ourselves in this process. We're equally getting damaged the same as they are. They maybe have bigger resources to sustain it better. We appreciate that we can't. And so we feel it's in our interests, and also we need to help as well. So we're participating in this process along with them as well.
All right. Well,
and
Jimmy,
we fully support it.
Jimmy, thanks for joining us. Jimmy Doyle there, founder and CEO of Clubber, and Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.